请我们打开腓立比书第一章。
Shall we turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 1?
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians, chapter 1.
我们还是把这一章经文全部来读一遍。
Shall we read from this whole chapter?
弟兄们就读单数节，姐妹们就读双数节。
We ask the brothers to read the odd verses and sisters to read the even verses.
好，我们一起来。基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住腓立比，在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事。我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。我为你们众人有这样的意念，原是应当的，因为你们常在我心里。无论我是在捆锁之中，是辨明证实福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。
God is my witness. I greatly and long for you, or with the affection of Jesus Christ.
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。并靠着耶稣基督结满仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。以致我受的捆锁在御云全军和其余的人中已经显明是为基督的缘故。有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也有的是出于好意。那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意是要加增我捆锁的苦楚。
What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice. Yes, I will rejoice.
因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。
According to my own expectation, I hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, for with all boldness, as always,
因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。仰望之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。我既然这样深信，就知道人要住在世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。 主要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我不来见你们，父不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。我们低头有些祷告。
Shall we bow and have a word of prayer?
我们的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
我们聚集在你的面前是要来敬拜你。
Lord, we gather together before you in order to worship you.
主，求你接纳我们从心里向你献上的敬拜。
Lord, we accept our sincere worship from our heart.
主，让我们在这里能够来读你的话语，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you that we can read your words.
因为你不只赏赐我们你留下来的圣经，
For not only have you given us the written word,
你也差遣你的圣灵住在我们的里边。
You've also sent your Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
所以每当我们来读你话语的时候，
So every time as we read your words,
我们求当日感动使徒写下圣经的圣灵，今天也感动我们在读的每一个人。
We pray that the same Holy Spirit who inspired the apostles to write,this word to inspire us also.
叫你的话对于我们是灵，是生命，是亮光。
That your word may be spirit and life and light to us, Lord.
主，我们等候站在你的面前。
Lord, we wait before you.
求你对我们每个的人的心来说话。
Will you speak to the heart of each and every individual?
好让我们在敬拜你的时候也得到你自己话语的教导和安慰。
As we worship you, Lord, we may be comforted and taught by your words.
求你用你自己的爱，用你自己的美德来吸引我们。
Will you draw us with your love and with your virtue?
愿你在我们当中被我们来高举。
Will your name be exalted in our midst?
愿你的名在我们当中被尊为圣。
Will you receive honor in our midst?
你的旨意在我们当中得着通行。
Your will be done in our midst.
你的国降临在你儿女们中间。
May your kingdom come amongst your children.
我们恭敬地把这一段短短的时间交在主你自己的看顾当中。
With reverence, we commit this short time into your hands.
求主帮助我们。
Will you help us, Lord?
奉主耶稣的名求。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
上一次跟大家在这里开始来交通腓立比书的时候，讲到腓立比书的背景。
Last time, as I started to share with brothers and sisters on the book of Philippians, I shared about the background of Philippians.
我们都知道腓立比书这一卷书是保罗写给腓立比教会的，在所有书信里边最含有人情味跟最有爱的感情融入的一封信。
We know that amongst all the epistles that Paul has written, the book of Philippians is one that is full of his love, his affection for the saints in Philippi.
有人说在前边一卷是以弗所书，讲到神那个极高极荣耀的旨意。
Someone said this, that the book of Ephesians speaks about God's glorious purpose, his high purpose.
但是在腓立比书却是要告诉我们，我们所得的耶稣基督的生命在我们生活当中的最深的经验。
And yet in the book of Philippians, it speaks about this new life that we receive in Christ and the experience we have in Christ.
那我们今天开始进入正文，就是第一章。
So, I'm going to come to the main context, the main text of this book, which is chapter 1.
我请求弟兄姐妹在下边听的时候，也一面为我们祷告。
I ask brothers and sisters, as you listen, will you pray for us?
让我们不谬讲主的话语。
That we will not confuse or frustrate the word of God.
而能够让主自己的话不被扭曲的送到人的心中。
That the word of God may be delivered to the hearts of men without any hindrance.
在这里一开始，保罗以一个基督耶稣的仆人的身份来写这封的信。
In the beginning, we see that Paul wrote this letter in the position as a bond servant of Jesus Christ.
在许多别的书信，他总是以使徒的新身份来向教会和圣徒们写信。
In many other letters, he spoke in his position as an apostle to the churches.
但是在这封信，他却是以一个仆人的身份来开始写这封的信。
But in this letter, he started with his position as a bond servant of Jesus Christ.
我们很多次提到做主的仆人这一件事情。
We mentioned many times about this matter of being a servant of Jesus Christ.
在我们自己的经验当中，或者我们自己的情绪的当中。
In our experience, or perhaps in our emotion.
有时候我们心里被主的爱激动，我们很愿意也很热诚的在那里来要愿意服侍。
When we are moved by the Lord's love, we are willing to, quite willing to serve the Lord.
有些时候我们受到一些的挫折、困难，甚至是误会的时候，我们就很想逃脱那一个的环境。
But when we encounter difficulties or conflicts, we would like to escape this service.
但是在这里，保罗说到这个仆人，其实就是一个奴隶的身份。
And yet this bond servant that Paul talks about is actually a bondman or slave.
一个奴隶没有权利选择自己喜欢或不喜欢的前途。
A slave has no right to choose what he likes or dislikes.
因为他没有自身的自由。
But he has no freedom.
他是属于他的主人的。
He belongs totally to his master.
他没有自己想要做什么事情的权利。
He has no right to do what he wants to do.
甚至他没有权利照自己的意思来服侍主人。
Even he doesn't have a right to serve his master according to his own will.
因为当他明白他是主人，他是仆人的时候，
For when he understands that he is a servant,
他已经是有意识的、深思熟虑的，把自己的意志，把自己的所有的一切都投降在这一位主人的手中。
He has already purposely surrendered all he has and all he wills to his master.
在这里顺便讲到一点的就是，当我们说到仆人来侍奉主人的时候。
And by the way, I'd like to mention that as we talk about this matter of serving the master,
我们常常想到的就是去做事。
We often immediately think of doing things.
几乎在我所接触的许多的环境里边，
almost always in my past experience,
当我听到我们有时候听到一些人在劝一些热心的人，或者初信主的人，或者年轻人的时候，
whenever I hear someone encourageThose who have a zeal for the law, or encourage
我们常常听见说主这么爱你，你要起来侍奉主啊。
We often heard that the Lord loves you so much, so you need to rise up and serve the Lord.
但是后边有一个很直接的含义是什么呢？
But what does it mean when they say this?
有些比较深刻一点的就是说你去好好的读好圣经，你以后要来做传道人。
Some will say, some mean that you need to read the Bible, you need to study the Word of God to be a minister.
更好一点的，有些人甚至会帮你，把你送到一些学院里边去学习。
Or some perhaps will encourage you to go to a theology college.
那么在我们平时的日子里边呢？
But what about in our daily life?
我们也常常一提起侍奉。
Well, as soon as we mention service,
好像是给弟兄姐妹一种感觉，就是你要来参加这个聚会，你要去做那一件的事或者这一件的事。
It always gives us an impression that you have to do this or do that or go to that meeting.
肯定，侍奉可以包含许许多多的事情。
Surely, service will include doing many things.
但是真正的做仆人的心态。
But what does it really mean to have an attitude of a servant?
跟主人的关系。
His relationship to his master.
不是一直做事的一个关系。
Is not a relationship of always doing things.
而是把你的主权交出去给主人的这一个最重要的生命的关系。
But is to surrender your right to the Lord.
所以真正的侍奉其实就是一个敬拜神的人应有的态度。
So true service is an attitude that every worshipper of God should have.
你是一个活在神面前的人。
You are one who lives before God.
你一直记得你是属于主的人。
You need to know that you belong to God.
这是我们属灵的侍奉。
This is our spiritual service.
在这里保罗写信给腓立比人的时候
When Paul wrote to the saints in Philippi,
他已经跟他第一次来到这里传福音和建立教会的时间已经有十几年左右的时间
It has been more than 10 years since he's been in Philippi and been planting the churches there.
他写这封信给在腓立比基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督诸位执事
So he wrote to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi with the bishops and deacons.
如果我们天然的次序
According to our natural sequence or order,
这里的次序应该是先是诸位监督、诸位执事，然后是众圣徒。
We will perhaps say to the bishops and deacons and then to all the saints.
但是保罗很有意思的在这里把众圣徒摆在前面。
Very interestingly, Paul has placed all the saints before the bishops and deacons.
因为什么呢
？Why is it?
因为保罗体贴耶稣基督的心意。
Because Paul is mind has the same mind of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣要在地上得着的不是个别的特殊的器皿和人物而已。
What the Lord wants to gain from the world is not.Each individual's, but
他赐给教会各种各样的恩赐，是为着要成全众圣徒。
The Lord has given gifts to individuals in the church in order to bring the church, the body, to perfection.
所以每一位属于主的儿女。
So every child of God, who belongs to God,
在主的心意中，在主的教会中，都是最宝贵跟主所最看重的。
Is most precious in the Lord's mind.
主因着爱教会的缘故
，because of His love for the church.
所以他赏赐给他的儿女们当中，就有这些的监督和执事。
The Lord has given the gifts of bishops and deacons in His church.
我想这在圣经里边的教导都是比较清楚的。
I felt that it was quite clear, the teaching in the Bible.
我们面临着两种的混乱。
But we are facing two kinds of confusion.
或者说不足。
Or inadequacy.
有一种呢，就是觉得教会当中必须有一个严谨的次序。
First is that we must have a series of orders.
换句话说，就是一个阶级
or ranks.
是有一些的人，他们要掌管跟说了算的那个状态。
That is a selected group of people will be in charge.
然后就大家都做平信徒。
And then everyone else is just lay.
交给一帮圣秉阶级的人，他们来做侍奉的事，属灵的事。
So spiritual things and service. only belongs to those clergy.
那平信徒呢，就是只要来做礼拜跟做奉献就够了。
If you're a lay believer, then all you need to do is to come to the meetings.
这是一种的错误。
This is one mistake.
还有另一种的不足是什么呢？
What is another inadequacy?
我们今天常常听见说圣徒皆祭司。
We often say that, we often hear that all believers are priests.
我们在主面前都是平等的。
We're all equal before the Lord.
当然没错。
Yes, that's right. 就
着我们得的生命都是主耶稣基督的生命。
According to the life that we have received.
所以我们认为在教会中每个人都可以说了算。
So we feel that everyone have his own right in the church.
再不好的话，我们搞点民主制度。
Then perhaps we have democracy. Let's have democracy.
以多数人来主宰事情。
And the more people, more vote you have, that decision will be made.
这些都是我们的不足。
These are all inadequacies.
也是在教会历史中的不足。
Also inadequacies in church history.
从圣经上我们看见。
According to the Bible.
众圣徒是主心意中所爱的最关心的原因。
All the saints are the most precious in the Lord's eyes.
也因着这样的缘故。
And because of that,
神就把众圣徒当中兴起了一些做监督的、做执事的。
The Lord has raised up amongst all the saints those who are deacons and bishops.
为的是让他们更好的来服侍跟看守神的家。
In order that they may serve and watch over the house of God.
当然，在圣经中有关这两方面的教导都很多。
So we have many teachings in the Bible on this matter.
只要你愿意仔细的去查考。
If you're willing to examine the scripture.
对于那些做监督、做执事的人，圣经中甚至有很详细的提到他们在品德上、在生命上的需要。
The Bible gives us clear teachings on what are the requirements to be deacons and bishops.
提到众圣徒也有讲到他们的职任和他们的义务和他们的恩所蒙受的恩典。
And when the Bible talks about all the saints, it talks about their responsibilities and their grace, the grace they have received.
所以我觉得说
So I feel that
在主的家里边不是全然的没有秩序。
That is not that there is no order in the house of God.
也不是一个人说了算的地方。
And neither is it a place where one man makes all decisions.
在书信里边每次讲到诸位监督和诸位执事的时候。
In the epistles, every time it mentions all to you, the deacons and bishops.
那里很清楚的讲到都是多数。几个以上的数字。
It is always plural, that is more than one.
而不是今天一些教会体制里边的所谓一个牧师或者一个人讲了下边都要听的情形。
Unlike the worldly system, that there's one pastor or one minister and everyone else just listen.
而是因为有一些在圣徒的当中他们比较的成长了。主的恩典把他们显明出来，他们要多付一点，做众人的仆人。
But there's always a group of brothers that are more mature among the saints, and therefore they receive more grace from the Lord to bear more responsibility.
他们不是要辖制别人跟做别人的领袖的人物。
They are not the ones to rule over the church.
他们是那些把自己奉献给主、甘心为主的缘故做众人仆人的人。
But they're the ones who are willing to lay down themselves to be servants to all.
所以圣经中这样讲：若有人科目做监督，这是一件美事。
As the word of God says, if anyone envies the position of a deacon.
因为这样的人他们是把自己愿意来做众人仆人的自愿的心愿。
That is a good thing because he has a willingness to be servants to all.
不是人强制他来这样做。
Not anyone force him to do that.
彼得也提到这样的情形说。
Peter also mentioned
this. 我写信给你们 提醒你们这些跟我同坐监督长老的人。
That I write to you, I remind you who are deacons and elders with me.
要牧养你们当中神的群羊。
You need to shepherd the sheep.
不是出于贪财。
Not out of covetousness.
不是出于勉强。
Not out of not forceful, not forced.
不是出于要辖制所托付给你的群羊。
Neither to rule over the flock.
乃是要做群羊的榜样。
But to be examples of the flock.
在历史上，我们的主，我们的神常常的责备那些虚假的牧人。
In the Bible, our Lord always rebukes those fake shepherds.
在旧约时代，不管哪个先知都面对这种情形给予很严厉的斥责。
All the prophets have warned very severely against those false shepherds.
在以西结书讲得非常清楚。
In Ezekiel, it was very clear.
神对那些牧人怎么说呢？
What did God say to those shepherds?
他说你们只懂得喂养你们自己。
He said you only feed yourselves.
迷失的你没有去寻找。
Those who are lost, you do not go and seek.
受伤的你没有给他包裹。
Those who are wounded, you do not bound them up.
被赶散的你没有去聚集。
Those who are scattered, you do not go and seek them.
你只知道睡觉。
You only know to sleep.
你只知道喝酒跟吃饭。
You only know to get drunk and to eat.
牧人在神的心目当中，
In God's heart, a shepherd,
是那些有责任要承担起看管的责任的，
are the ones who has responsibility to watch over the flock.
正如主耶稣一样的说，
Just like the Lord Jesus says,
如果你是一个雇工，
If you are a
他看见羊狼来了，他就逃跑了。
If you're a paid worker and when you see the wolf comes, you escape.
但是主耶稣说：“我是好牧人。”
The Lord says, "I am a good shepherd."
他也是神最忠心的仆人。
And he's the most faithful shepherd.
所以他说：“我为羊舍命。”
Therefore, he said, "I die for the sheep."
我们继续往下边看。
Let's continue to read the book of Philippians.
保罗说：“我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。”
Paul says, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you."
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
But from the first day until now, you your fellowship in the gospel.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
He said that I am confident that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
我为你们众人有这样的意念，原是应当的，因为你们常在我心里。无论我是在捆锁之中，是辨明证实福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。
He said, as just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers with me of grace.
保罗每次想到腓立比的信徒的时候，
Every time as Paul remembers the saints in Philippi,
他心里就满了感恩。
His heart is full of thanksgiving.
感恩的是神拣选了这个地方这么一般的罪人。
He Thank God because God has chosen these sinners.
让他们能够来领受神的救恩。
That they may be able to receive the grace of God.
不只领受这个救恩。
Not only to receive salvation.
他们也都领受了从耶稣基督重生而来的生命。
They have also received a new life from Jesus Christ.
而且从头一天开始，他们就同心合意的兴旺福音。
And from the first day until now, they partake in the fellowship of the, for the furtherance of the gospel.
你想想看你得救的故事。
You, will you remember your, the time when you were saved?
如果你是真正蒙恩得救的那一天开始。
If you were truly saved from the day that you were saved by the
Lord, 你有一种很自然的冲动，就想把你得着的这个福音，这一个耶稣基督来介绍给别人。
Naturally, you have a heart to introduce the gospel to others.
你几乎见到人就想对他说耶稣多好。
Almost always you want to say to people, those who around you, how good is the Lord Jesus
Christ. 有时候你心里很急。
Sometimes you'll be quite
anxious. 因为你明明里边知道耶稣对你太好了。
Because you know how good the Lord is.
但是你就是讲不出来。
But you couldn't express in words.
其实这是每一个得着主的生命的人很自然的一种反应。
Actually, this is quite a natural reflection of your new life.
那个时候你真的什么东西还不太懂呢。
At that time, you truly didn't know much.
很多道理你也还不太清楚呢。
You don't know much about the Word of God.
不过很可惜一件事。
But very pitifully,
慢慢的我们得救的日子长了一点点。
The more, the longer we have been saved,
一面真实的我们发现，哎呀，我们真的没办法把主的那一个的慈爱，把主的那些的宝贝的东西给诉说的明白。
On the one hand, we discover that we lack of wisdom and words to express how good and precious this salvation is.
然后我们就开始学习，甚至去研究许多许多的教义和道理。
So we started to study the Word of God and studied many doctrines.
我不是说你不要学习。
I'm not saying that study is not good.
不过我所看见的是，这我们真的要很小心。
But what I've seen is that we need to, from what I've seen, we need to be careful.
当我们注意这些的道理的准确的时候。
When we pay attention to the accuracy of the doctrine.
当我们试图把生命可以用言语来描述的时候。
When we try to describe life with our words,
很多时候我们那个向主的活泼的心却失落了。
Oftentimes we've lost the livelihood of the
heart
before the Lord.
当你初初信主的时候，
when you first were born
again, 你虽然讲不清楚耶稣到底好到什么程度，
even though you couldn't know, couldn't say how good the Lord is,
但是那个跟你接触的人就明明的感觉到你已经拥有他所没有的。
For those who come in contact with you know that you have something that they do not have.
等你慢了以后，试图用道理来跟他传讲耶稣的时候。
But when you try to doctrinize this life,
那个人就开始跟你有许多的辩论。
Then they start to have argument with you.
而且你越辩论，你自己都越乱。
And the more you argue with that person, you have, the more you confuse yourself.
从头一天开始，
from the first day until now,
我们就有这一种生命的本能，是要彰显这一个福音，这一位救主在我们身上所做的美妙的作为。
We have the nature of this new life to manifest the glory of this, of what the Lord has accomplished in us.
如果你，如果我，坚持的，只懂得要住在主的里边。
If you and I insist from the first day to abide in Christ,
坚持仍然像小孩子一样简单的来听他的话就照着去行。
To insist to be like a child.To be simple before the Lord, to do according to His words.
你会看见一件很美妙的事。
Then you will discover something wonderful.
是主 在你心里所动的善功，他会亲自的来成全这功。
That the, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it to the end.
这里也讲到一件常常在圣经中新约圣经中提起的。
This also mentions something that is also is quite frequently mentioned in the New Testament.
就是直到耶稣基督的日子。
That is until the day of Jesus Christ.
我记得上一次徐勇在这里讲的时候，讲到帖撒罗尼迦前书每一章的最后都说到主回来的日子。
Remember last time, Brother 徐勇Charlie mentioned that in Thessalonians, every chapter talks about the Lord's second coming.
其实这也是每一个一信主接受了福音的人自然有的那种的盼望和向往。
This is also naturally a desire that every believer has.
就是我们得救以后这个生命有一个荣耀的盼望。
That is after we have been saved, we have this new life.
因为你得救那一天你知道你在这地上不过是客旅。
Since the first day you were saved, you know that you are a stranger in the world. 你知道你的家
是在主耶稣所为你预备的天家。
You know that your home is in heaven. The Lord has prepared for you.
你想挽着他快快的回来，或者把你接到他那里去。
You're looking forward for the Lord's second coming to receive you unto Him.
你在地上活得很轻松。
You live a very free life
freedom. 因为你是在做客。
But you know that you are but a guest.
人家对你很好。
If man treats you good,
感谢主,
then thank the Lord.
人家对你不太好,
if they do not treat you well,
无所谓,
then you know, just take it lightly.
因为说不定明天我就走了,
perhaps I'm going home tomorrow.
他心中有一种一直向往着主的日子,
you have this desire looking forward to the day of the Lord, Jesus Christ.
我想这也是一个蒙恩的基督徒该有常常保持的心态。
I felt that this is the attitude that every believer should have.
我们如果真的知道，我们真的向往主的日子。
If we truly desire and looking forward to the day of Jesus Christ,
我们就不至于被地上许多的东西搅扰的那么厉害，跟那么样的沉重。
That will not be turned upside down by so many of the worldly things.
现代基督徒有一个很好的话语，也是有危险的话语。
Christians are saying to have a saying today that is very dangerous.
我们说我们在地上建立人间天堂。
You say we want to create heaven on earth.
为什么
？Why？
因为我们的确蒙恩以后，我们天上许多的祝福在基督里边临到了我们。
For indeed, after we have been saved, many of the blessings from God have come from heaven.
然后我们真的觉得在地如天。
And sometimes we felt that we are on earth as it is in heaven.
因为主成为你的满足，主成为你一切的喜乐的原因。
But the Lord is the reason of your satisfaction and your joy.
但是这句话不能成为终点。
But this word, this saying is not the end.
因为我听见有一位基督徒问人家讲这句话的人说。
So I heard a Christian asking those people who are saying this.
他说：“你如果在地上已经有了天堂，你还想望天上的天堂吗
？”So if you already have a heaven on earth, then are you still looking forward to the heaven?
许多很有理想的人。
Many with great ideologies
都想在地上建立人间天堂
have tried to build to create a heaven on earth.
我们基督徒却是等候神自己所经营建造那一座有根有基的城
And yet as Christians, we are waiting for a city that is.With foundation prepared by God.
如果我们把天堂的目标降到地上来的时候
，If we have exchanged the heaven,
难怪我们就整个心思都落在这地上了。
Then all our hearts will be attracted by this earthly kingdom.
我们必须 等候跟盼望耶稣基督的日子。
We need to wait and look forward to the day of Jesus Christ.
保罗说，我不管是在捆锁之中，是辨明证实福音的时候，你们都和我一同得恩。
Paul says, whether in my chains or in the defense of the gospel, you are all partakers of, with me of grace.
我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切地想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。
God is my witness how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多，使你们能分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。
And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and in all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ.
并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。
Being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God.
保罗不管在什么环境里边，
No matter in what circumstances,
他都思念想念着腓立比那般的信徒们。
Paul is mindful of the saints in Philippi.
这里充分给我们看见一个合神心意的仆人他真正的心态。
This shows us what attitude that a servant according to God's own heart should have.
他体会基督耶稣的心肠。
He has the affection of Jesus Christ.
他常常这样的在书信中流露出这样一种的感情。
He often expressed this affection in his epistles.
虽然他被下在监狱的里边，手脚都被锁链锁着。
Even though he was in chains,
但是我们从来没有听见他说过一声，我这个多辛苦啊，你们要为我祷告把这个拿掉。
We never heard him asking that you need to pray for me that my chains may be taken away.
他常常的是在捆锁的当中，他体现了一种他心中顾念的只是耶稣基督的心意。
Often we see that while he was in chains, he is mindful of the things of Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣基督很在乎他自己用重价、用宝血所买赎回来的众圣徒。
But the Lord Jesus Christ is mindful of the saints that he has bought with the precious blood.
他自己受许多的逼迫、困难的时候，
As he was persecuted and afflicted,
他知道靠着主的恩典，
he knew that by the Lord's grace,
这些的困难对他不再是困难，
that all this difficulty would no longer be difficult.
因为有主在他里边，有主在他周围，
that the Lord is in him, that the Lord is with him.
所以他甚至能说，我受艰难困苦呢，是为着你们的益处。
So even to an extent, he can say that I suffer for your good benefit.
但是他担心什么呢？
But what he was he concerned about?
他担心一般出信的圣徒们。
He was concerned that those new believers,
他们遇到了这些困难的时候，
that when they faced the same persecutions,
他们遇到了这些攻击的时候，
when they faced difficulties,
他们能否站立得住呢？
Will they be able to stand?
一面他深信那个在他们心里动了善功的主会亲自的保守跟成全他们。
On the one hand, he is confident that he who has begun a good work will bring it to the end.
但是一面他也很清楚的知道他必须常为他们祷告。
On the other hand, he knew that he had to pray for them always.
他必须去关心他们真实的需要。
He needs to be mindful and care for their needs.
有些时候我们帮助一个人就像雅各书里边所说的。
Sometimes we try to help others, but we're like that person in James, the book of James.
有些人在饥饿的当中。
Someone who is hungry.
有些人在寒冷的当中。
Someone who does not have clothes.
我们真的对他说。
And we say to them.
愿你吃得饱，愿你穿得暖。
May you have good food and may you have clothes.
愿主帮助你。
May the Lord help you.
雅各怎么说呢？
What did James say?
这有用吗？
Is it helpful?Is it useful?
当然有这点存心还是要有的。
Of course, it's still good to have that, the heart.
保罗可以深信神会保守他的圣徒直到那一日。
Paul knew that the Lord will keep his saints until the day of Jesus Christ.
但是保罗知道他有责任，因为他是主的仆人。
But he also knows that he has a responsibility because he's a servant of God.
他必须去关心他们，把主的爱，把主的恩典来交通给他们。
He need to care for them. He need to fellowship with them about the Lord's grace.
他能够说。
He can say that.
有谁软弱，我不软弱。
Who is weak and I'm not weak?
有谁跌倒，我不着急。
Who is stumble? I am not anxious.
弟兄姐妹。有时候我们很惭愧。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we felt regretful.
我们看见别的软弱，我们好像毫无感觉。
As if when we see others stumble and weak, we have no feeling.
我们看见有人跌倒，我们不止不会着急。
We've seen brothers stumble. Not only are we not anxious.
我们甚至幸灾乐祸的在旁边说，他早就该这样。
We even laughing and rejoice, saying he ought to be like that.
我们里边的生命到底出了什么事
？What happened to our life?
基督的生命在我们里边被我们的肉体的情欲给压制住了。
The life of Jesus Christ in us is oppressed by this.Life of lust.
一个属主的人
one, a man who belonged to God,
他必须以主耶稣基督的心肠为心肠
needs to have the affection of Jesus Christ.
保罗甚至说
Paul even said this,
我切切地想念你们这件事这是神可以给我做见证的。
That God is my witness, how I greatly long for you.
他常常的这样提醒信徒们说。
He often reminded the believers that
我们领受了从主而来的新约的执事这一个职分以后。
That this ministry of the New Testament that we receive from the Lord.
我们就不敢谬讲主的话语。
And we will not frustrate the word of God.
我们也不敢违逆来扭曲主的话语。
We are not there to twist the word of God.
但是我们需要常常的把自己的良心建议众人，也建议摆在神的面前。
But we need to always command our conscience before man and before God.
良心是你，是我，一个属基督耶稣的人。我们最敏感跟最直接可以感觉得到的一个器官。
Conscience is one of the most sensitive function that we have.
有人丢弃了良心。
If anyone forsakes his conscience,
就像被日铁烙惯的一样。
It's like a meat sealed by the iron.
就是说他心硬了。
That is his heart is hardened.
在神的面前，在人的面前，最怕的就是心硬了。
And the most awful thing before man, before God, is someone hardened his heart.
我们也要同样的常记得，有一个无愧的良心，是一个敏锐的良心，来活在神的面前。
And we need to remember that we need to have a clear conscience.Before God and before man.
人如果良心中有亏,
if someone has don't have a clear conscience.
他做什么事，他都失去了力量。
That whatever he does will lose, he will lose his strength.
保罗说，我所祷告的，就是要你们的爱心，在知识和各样的见识上多而又多，使你们能分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。
Then Paul says that my prayer is that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and in discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ.
这里也提到一个圣徒，他心中从主那里得着生命的时候，就有这样一种爱心自然在他里边的成长。
Tells us that when someone is born again, he received this love from the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是保罗在这里加上一个东西。
But Paul adds to this.
他说，我祷告的就是要你们的爱心，在知识和各样的见识上多而又多。
That your love needs to abound more and more in knowledge and in all discernment.
使你们能分别是非。
That you may be able to discern right and wrong.
爱心是一件非常非常美的美德。
Love is a wonderful virtue.
真正的爱是因为主爱了我们，主在我们里边，所以我们才开始懂爱，也开始有爱。
And true love is because the God has loved us first. Christ lived in us to teach us how to love.
但是，爱心必须加上知识和见识。
However, love needs to abound in knowledge and in discernment.
知识是真实的认识。什么是神的心意？
Knowledge is when we truly know what God's will is.
见识是经验上去实践表现出这一种的知识。
And discernment is to exercise of this knowledge.
然后就能够分辨是非。
Then we are able to discern right and wrong.
爱心不是任何情形中只要有人用一个对的名词，我们就都说这是我们必须爱他。
Love is not to love in all circumstances.
不是说可以把真理对的东西放在一边来成就错的东西叫爱心。
Love does not delight in evil, in does not contradict with truth.
下边保罗有讲到一种的人。
Then Paul mentions a kind of person.
有一种的人也是传福音的人。
Now, a kind of person who also
preached the gospel. 但是保罗很清楚知道。
But he knew that.
他们传福音是出于嫉妒纷争结党。
They preach gospel out of envy and strife.
今天有没有？
Do we have this kind of people today?
肯定有，举目一看到处都有。
Yes, surely we have seen many of these people.
我小时候有人对我说，
When I was a child, someone said to me,
你只要看见人家手中抱一本圣经，就都是基督徒。
If you see anyone carrying a Bible, you know that he's a Christian.
后来我在一些的生活当中，我就明白了。
Later on, I understand from my experience.
并不真的每个手捧圣经的人就是基督徒。
That not everyone who carries a Bible around is a Bible. It's a Christian.
你知道今天在我们周围
，You know that in our days,
有一些异端，有一些邪教。
There's some heresies, some
有一些极端的教导。
Some extreme teachings.
他们也同样是用圣经的话语来对你说的。
They also preach.
他们也对你表现出极大的爱心。
The Bible.And they will show great love for you.
如果你的爱心 没有在知识和见识上成长的话，
If your love does not abound in knowledge and in discernment,
你很快就会被陷进这一种的陷阱当中。
Then you will fall into the traps of this false gospel.
要能够分辨是非。
You need to discern right and wrong.
你要记得，主耶稣也好，使徒们也好，他们都有这样清楚的教导。
Know that this is the clear teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ and his disciples, his apostles.
主耶稣在地上教导门徒的时候就说这样一句话。
The Lord said this when he was teaching his disciples.
你们要防备假先知。
You need to be aware of false prophets.
你们要防备那些披着羊皮的狼。
Those wolves in sheep's skins.
你们不能够只看见一个披着羊皮的就都是你的朋友。
Not everyone who is in sheep's skin is your friend.
当然有一个分辨的所在在哪里。
So how do you discern?
是因为你里边有基督的生命。
Because you have the life of Jesus Christ.
一个真正属神的儿女里边都有基督的生命。
A child of God has the life of Jesus
Christ. 那一个的生命叫你跟他碰在一起的时候里边就感觉到舒畅，感觉到有爱有交通。
And when you come in contact with another child of God with the same life, then you naturally, there is love and fellowship.
但是有些人不是只讲耶稣。
But some other people, not only
are they talking about Jesus Christ,
but apart from Jesus Christ, they talk about many other things.
They use
the Bible to prove their point.
但是就有很多很多的人因此会上当跟受迷惑。
And many have been led astray.
一面我们说到是在生命的里边来跟从来认识我们的主。
On the one hand, we need to follow and know the Lord in life.
因为在你里边的生命能够辨别什么不是出于主的。
But the life from God, the life that is in you can discern what is not from the Lord.
最简单的来说。
I'll put it very simply.
当你在吃饭，有一碟青菜在你面前，你在吃。
When you are eating your meal,
里边有几根草也夹在里边了。
When you're eating some vegetables and there are some grass in the dish.
但是当你把它放到嘴里的时候，
as soon as you eat the meal,
你嚼嚼你觉得有些东西不对。
When you're chewing the food, you know that something's wrong.
你会很自然的就把这一个不对的东西给踢出来。
Naturally, you want to spit out the grass, something that's wrong.
同样的，如果你是一直顺从圣灵在你里边的教导，
If you are always being obedient to the teaching of the Holy Spirit,
那就不管今天什么错误的教导到了你的生命当中去被你尝尝的时候，
And whenever you taste and chew on this false doctrine,
你也会把它踢出去的。
You will naturally speak out.
因为你里边有一个生命让你能够分辨什么是你起初所领受的福音。
But the life in you is able to discern what is right and wrong.
能让你很清楚地知道你里边的耶稣基督的那个生命性情是如何的。
The life within you will enable you to know what is from the Lord.
当然我刚才讲那一个的比方你要小心。
But need to be careful with the analogy, with the example that I use.
是你自己吃的时候你才知道哈。
When you eat, you will be able to discern.
你不要整天看不清楚别人在吃，你跟整天跟他说你在吃草了。
But don't say to others, you're eating grass.
他吃草你怎么知道呢？
How do you know if you're not eating?
他吃他才知道。
When he eats, he will know.
所以不要充当先知。
So do not try to be prophets. Not everyone tries to be prophets.
要注意自己与主之间的生命的关系。
We need to focus on our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后保罗说 让我们可以做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。
Then Paul says, you may approve the things that are excellent, and you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ.
这是基督徒很简单的人生。
This is a very simple life of a Christian.
不是像我们想象中的要带多少丰盛的东西才去见主。
Not as we would imagine, we need to bring so much abundance to see the Lord.
而是做个诚实无过的人来见主。
But to be sincere and without offense to see the Lord.
诚实无过的人是你我都应该做也可以做的。
To be sincere and without offense is what we ought to do and what we can do.
曾经跟弟兄姐妹讲过一句话。
I once said this to brothers and sisters.
是我从一位信徒那里他所说的。
I've heard this from another believer.
他说活在神的面前的生活，得主喜欢的生活，其实很简单。
He said it is actually quite simple to live a life before God, a life pleasing to God.
照着主告诉你的，不要犯罪。你明知是罪的东西，你不要去犯。
That according to what the Lord has told you, if you know clearly that it's sin, then do not commit sins.
你不要试试看。
Do not try.
试试看，你一定失败。
If you try, you will fail.
然后接受每一天主藉着环境人物在你身边临到你的事物。
Then accept what the Lord has put in your life through the circumstances and through other people.
把它当成是从主手里接过来的恩典和你的责任。
Cherish them as gracefrom the Lord and responsibility given to you from the Lord.
在主面前做一个诚实的人。
To be a sincere person before the Lord.
就这么简单，是蒙神喜悦和合乎神心意的人。
It's that simple, but it's pleasing to the Lord and according to his own heart.
所以不用自己整天在烦这个烦那个。
So we need to worry about this or that.
简单的来说，不是我要去做什么，神才会高兴。
So very simply, it's not what we do that God may be pleased.
拒绝不要去犯那些清清楚楚告诉你的罪恶。
Do not reject sins that the Lord clearly has told you.
然后甘心的顺服主在每天给你的恩典，来接受，也来顺从在其中。
And willingly obey what the Lord has placed in your life, the responsibilities and the grace for you to carry out those responsibilities.
今天我们就停在这里一半。
We'll stop here today.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们还是求你的圣灵把你自己的话继续的解释在我们心中，让你的话对我们是一种鼓励，是一种提醒，也是对我们的一种的关照。主啊，让我们能够懂得如何活在你的面前，不是活在自己的意识当中，也不是活在别人的面前，让我们的目标不是地上有所得着，而是要让主你得着我们。我们祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.